From the heartland of America to every nation on Earth, this is Jack Van Impe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Impe.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. Today we're going to be focusing on some things of which we're all aware. Of course, this first one has to do with something that we read about all the time right now. This summer, the West bakes under heat wave as Mercury sets records. Had a lot of records set out there. And this one, has America turned her back on God? We certainly need to focus on that one, don't we? Friends, it has been unusually hot, not just here in the United States, but around the world, as a staggering heat wave set records here and abroad. Take a look. Heat reaches triple digits, strains power grids. And the West Banks under heat wave as Mercury sets records. Once again, June shoots up the Mercury and tide as planet's fifth hottest. Whoa, since they've been keeping record, this is the fifth hottest record. All right, now we're going to be focusing on some of the things that have been happening around the world. And this first one I think is very, very important. And it is in the Bible. Jack, this is a sign that says the Lord is coming very soon, isn't it?
Oh, Rexella, we're dealing with the book of Daniel the next few weeks. And you know, Daniel tells us everything we need to know about our future, whether we're Jews, Gentiles, or Christians. What? Yes. Now, in chapter 12, verse 1, Daniel says, "There shall be a time of trouble, that's in America and the world, such as never was since there was a nation." And Jesus picked up on that in Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22. He said, "For then shall be great tribulations, such as never was since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be again. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, they shall be shortened." The elect, of course, are his people, Jews and Christians and those who know the Lord. Now, Rexella, there's a problem here. God cannot shorten the days because he's promised that the tribulation hour of a seven-year length, Revelation 6 to 18, will last 2,520 days. So he can't say it's only going to be 2,512. No. Then there's something else. Yes. You see, we find in Revelation 11:3 and 12:6 that one half of the tribulation period is 1,260 days. Double that, that's 2,520 days. So how do we get out of this mess? When we get to Revelation 16, verses 8 and 9, the fourth angel poured out his bowl of judgment upon the sun, S-U-N, and power was given unto the sun to scorch men with great heat. I mean, they're going to have blisters in those days. God, in his love to protect his elect, sends something to send clouds and dust in the moon's direction and sun in order that people might live because the heat is unbearable. They are scorched by the fire. Here's what happens. God sends this earthquake. Revelation 6:12, "I beheld when he opened the sixth seal, and there was a great shaking." And that is that earthquake. And as Carl Sagan, who's now deceased, said, "There's an hour coming when there'll be a shake in this world that will throw up the mist and the dust and everything imaginable. And for 60 days, there'll be a blockage from the rays of the sun." Wow! This is the secular world speaking. Now, when does that happen? Toward the end of the seven-year period of tribulation. How do I know? And that, of course, is Matthew 24:29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. Darkness to save the people upon the face of the earth. But this is even more exciting. In the midst of all of that darkness, that's one of the last signs, for Jesus appears in that same chapter 24, verse 27. As the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. He comes to set up his kingdom, and from then on there's going to be peace, because he's the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:6. And they're going to beat their swords into plowshares, their spears into pruning hooks. It's going to be over, because the Lord Jesus Christ has come to put a stop to war and the killing of one another. And that, of course, is Revelation 11:18.
Now, friends, we're going to, as I said, be talking about financial disaster globally. Do you know why? The renewed fears of a global slowdown come after months of hope that a stronger recovery was finally taking shape. We were banking on that. We are in trouble, friends, worldwide financially. Economic disaster pointing to the coming of the Lord, Jack.
Now, let me get into the problem that's coming. Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 7, Mark 13, and Luke 21, 11, that there would be hunger, famine, starvation. Why? James 5 begins to tell the story, verses 1 to 4. He says, "Go to now, you rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. You've heaped treasure together for the last day, and oh, we're rejoicing." But he says it's all coming to nothing. And so they're weeping and wailing in James chapter 4 because they're losing it. And then Revelation 18 picks up on it. Verses 10 and 17 and 19. Verse 10, "For 1 hour is thy judgment come." Verse 17, "In 1 hour have all her riches come to nothing globally." Verse 19, "In 1 hour is she made desolate." Gets so bad that even in Ezekiel 7:19, they're casting meaningless silver into the streets, and their gold is being confiscated. Dangerous days ahead, according to Daniel.
Jack, we promised that we would deal with something that's very, very disturbing to my heart. So much is happening to give evidence that the United States seems to be turning our hearts away from God and from our Savior, Jesus Christ. Take a look here. Franklin Graham, we have turned our backs on God. And here, take a look. No Pray Zone. How the U.S. military is fighting religious liberty. Does that not break your heart? They're telling them they can't do it. And going on, Pentagon taps anti-Christian extremists for religious tolerance policy. Now this is what Mr. Weinstein had to say today. "We face incredibly well-funded gangs of fundamentalist Christian monsters who terrorize their fellow Americans by forcing their weaponized and twisted version of Christianity upon their helpless subordinates in our nation's armed forces." Oh, Mr. Weinstein, you are so wrong. And then going on, chaplains are pursuing their mission in a military suddenly hostile to Christianity and ready to suppress religious freedom. Now, this is such a very, very powerful article. If we put that on the screen, I would love for Jack to read what it has to say, please.
This year, an Idaho Air Force base removes a painting called "Blessed Are the Peacemakers" because it references a Bible verse. My, my. Also this year, an Army Reserve training brief on hate groups declares that evangelical Christians and Roman Catholics are extremists as dangerous as Al-Qaeda. Really? Last year, a superior tells an Air Force major to remove from his desk the Bible he had kept there for 23 years. An Army lieutenant, colonel, instructs his subordinates to recognize the religious right in America as a domestic hate group like the Ku Klux Klan and neo-Nazis. God forgive this blasphemous person. 2 years ago, Christian prayers were banned at the veteran funeral services in Houston's National Cemetery. Bibles temporarily banned at Walter Reed Army Medical Center. A Christian cross banned from a military chapel in Afghanistan. A chaplain called into a supervisor's office and chewed out for closing a prayer with the words, "In Jesus' name." God forgive us. Our Congress and Senate voted and said, we will not allow this. You will be allowed to talk about the Lord. Thank them. All the members of Congress and Senate. And remember, it's all blamed on the Pentagon, but our president is the commander-in-chief and is behind a lot of this. Only God knows why. But Jesus said it would happen. He said, you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake, Matthew 24:9. USA Today just said 130 nations of the world hate Christianity and Christians. It's coming. Oh, this is tender. This is Jesus speaking in John 15, verses 18 to 20. If the world hate you, remember it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I've chosen you out of the world, therefore, the world hates you. Remember, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they're also going to persecute you. And 2 Timothy 3:12 says, all who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer this kind of persecution like our military men suffering, and they were even told they could be court-martialed if they talk about Jesus and use his name. Now hear me, folks, it's going to get worse. Revelation 6:9, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. And in Revelation 20, verse 4, they're being beheaded because of their Christian message. Enough said.
Oh, my, how we need to be praying for our country, don't we, and for the world. In the beginning of the program, Jack referred to the fact that knowledge would be increased just before the coming of the Lord. What a difference a century can make. Take a look, big data, meet big brother. Oh, my, if computers can now predict our behavior, should governments watch our every move? Oh, my, FBI director says surveillance drones used in the United States. New supercomputer could be world's fastest. And China's Tianhe, number two, retakes fastest supercomputer crown. In other words, they have gone ahead of everyone. Jack, I believe knowledge is right there.
An antichrist is going to arise, the world dictator. Revelation 13:1, he has control over all kindreds, tongues, people, and nations. Verse 7, and a religious cohort to help him. Verses 11 to 18 of that 13th chapter. Now, let me quickly tell you how he can do it. We now have a computer called Titan, and it can do 20,000 trillion calculations per second. But wait, wow! They say when we do it full speed, we can do 54,000 trillion calculations per second. What does that mean? There's 7 billion of us. They can get 600 pieces of information per second on all 7 billion of us at the same time, simultaneously. You think the Big Brother can't take care of what's coming and what our government's been doing, interviewing and trying to get all of our information and checking out our telephone conversations and now even the mail, where it's being mailed. God help us. This all happens during the 7 years of tribulation, but Jesus is coming and we're going to hear, come up hither, Revelation 4:1, and we're going to miss all of this mess. Revelation 3:10, I'll keep you out of the hour of testing that comes on the whole world. Amen. Come quickly, Lord Jesus.
Jack, you've gone right into the good news. That's good news, isn't it? That all the things that we're seeing right now, oh my, from the disaster of trying to wipe out our faith in God, to all the innovations that have happened in recent years, the last 100 years, they all point to the coming of the Lord. How wonderful. But are you ready? We need to be ready for the coming of the Lord. We can be ready if you have him in your heart. Have you accepted him as your Savior? Oh, please pray this prayer with Jack. As he gives the invitation, Jack.
They shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And oh, how he loves you. I don't care what you've done, how often you've done it, how hideous, heinous your sin may appear in your own eyes. The blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin. If you ask him to cleanse you, will you do it? Lord Jesus, Savior of the world, thank you for that precious blood that washes away sin. And mine today, for I'm receiving what you did. Lord Jesus, come in my heart now. Save me. I want to be ready for your return. Amen.
Amen. Oh, I trust that you prayed that prayer, the most important prayer of your life. There's my address. Let me know if you did. Will you please? I'll send you this little booklet absolutely free for steps in a new direction. And now, our offer of the week. Oh, you need to have this. Here is our announcer to tell you how you can receive it. Important that you get it.
To order your copy of the DVD, When Death Was Defeated, for a donation of $24.95, or the Jack Van Impe Prophecy Bible with the DVD for a donation of $59.95, have your credit card ready and call toll-free 24 hours a day, 1-800-JVI-7777. To order by mail in the U.S., send your donation to Jack Van Impe Ministries, Box 7004, Troy, Michigan, 48007. In Canada, send your donation to Jack Van Impe Ministries of Canada, Box 1717, Postal Station A, Windsor, Ontario, N9A6Y1.
How important it is for you to understand and have this wonderful video. It's good equipment to fight evil, believe me. So make the order, call right away, or write to us. Friends, I just want to say the other day someone said, Rexella, my life is falling apart. I want to encourage you with this. Life is fragile. Handle with prayer. We'll look forward to being your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. So do we, so very, very much. Bye-bye.